Blog Talk Radio.
See, do you have a testimony tonight, Mary? I got you on. So tonight I'm taking testimony. You have a testimony. And I'm taking testimony. Mary Hawkins, do you have a testimony tonight?
You said, do I have a testimony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give a testimony.
All right, I thank God for everything he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me. And I thank God for everything he's doing for my family and my children, because without him, we wouldn't have nothing. Without God, God got everything in his hand. And I want to pray that I be, my phone going in and out. I couldn't even start. My phone went out. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes. I thank God for everything he's doing for me, because without him, we wouldn't be nowhere right now, because God is good all the time. He's a merciful God. He's an awesome God. And I thank him for everything, Bishop, everything he's doing for me, my sister, and my kids. And I thank him every day, every day. Amen.
Sister Mary Hawkins, for that strong testimony. And tonight, we're just having people to testify. And I want to tell you, Mary, God said that he's going to bless you real good. And I want you to continue to read Psalms 109. When you was talking, it said 109. I'm going to Louisiana and have Sister Deborah. Somewhere else, Sister Deborah Ann, give a testimony. In her testimony, look at her. I'm going to tell your daughter she needs to move back to Monroe. I'm going to tell her why. But I want to tell you, your mother came to me in the spirit. The bishop encouraged her to set up that business. Because once she set it up, people going to come from far and near. I'm going down to Louisiana tonight to have Sister Deborah Ann give us a testimony.
Yes, Bishop, breaking up. I can't hardly understand you, but first, I just want to thank God, who's ahead of my life, the bishop, and to everyone that's on the prayer line tonight. I just want to thank God for everything he's done in my life and in everyone's life that's on the prayer line. And I just pray that everyone just, you know, let God direct you in your right path. You know, you just got to pray and ask him for what you need, not for what you want, but what you need. And I just want to thank God for everything he has done for me and my family also.
Thank you for that. And I'm going to tell you, going to open up.
You're breaking in and out.
Okay. I don't know why come it's going in and out. Hold on. Let me see if I can clear that up.
About now. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. What I'm saying, every door closed, open up to you, and God want to give you a divine blessing.
And I see you this year in your business.
Who's going to help me? God will help you. He's going to give you the desire of your heart. I don't want you to give up, and I don't want you to give Psalms 99 and Psalms 71.
God, I got you, bitch. In the bush for you.
I thank you for your testimony and everybody that testified tonight. Because I want to break curses and hexes. I want to break all the witchcraft
that's been on people. One lady said, when I played the drums, she said something ran out of my house. And I was playing the drums of our ancestors. One lady said her son called.
He hadn't talked to her in a month. Called. And was telling her he's sorry.
I want to tell you, it's Eliza, the demonic spirit,
Father, witchcraft out here. And you got
to
stay proud. Psalms 79, Psalms 72, and Psalms 23.
Those that got pencil, write it down.
I'm going to pray for about 15 minutes. I want you to lay back and relax. Close your eyes. You're going to see something. And God will give you a message.
About 15 minutes. That's what I want you to do. Don't
let
nobody
interrupt
what God will give you.
See, the devil don't want you to know the truth.
Thank you.
I say, I dismiss all evil spirits, those that are seen, those not seen. I invoke the spirit of the Almighty God and the answer that he heals you. Let the drum be the rubbing evil that has been healed out of your body, out of your mind, out of your soul. Thank you. Just go out there and pop off my heart. Bless every man, every woman.
Thank you. Can a device smaller than a lunchbox really blast enough cold, fresh air to keep your home cool this summer, even if the power...
All right.
God, God, I just wanted to say that to you. That God be a little quick ass in your house.
Let's go down to George.
Yeah, boy, they're sick.
Thank you.